Our guest analyst this afternoon, Tom Lilja with Progressive Ag Marketing. Tom, kind of a two-sided day. We saw the day end with wheat double-digit gains, soybeans double-digit losses, and corn caught kind of between the two.
Well, we did see a lot of declines in the market last week, so some of this is some short covering on the corn side of it. The funds did buy back about 17,000 contracts last week, and seems like we're at least leveling off here on the new crop contracts. We're finding some support in that $5 area. The spring wheat was also 9% behind planted, so we're still a little bit behind pace. We've got North Dakota, where a majority of those acres are, at 17% behind normal. So there's a little bit of market concern there. And on the soybean side of it, we're well ahead, 14% ahead of pace. And the market is seeing those go in, and there's just a lot less concern.
Especially with this last WASDE report, with supplies like they are, I think that took some of the pressure off, didn't it?
We are expecting a stock build this year. We've had a couple years with bad South American crops and average U.S. crops. That's why we've seen some pretty spectacular numbers. And now we're looking at South American crops that are pretty good, and we're looking at a U.S. crop that has potential to be very good.
Yeah. Still plenty early, but it almost seems like this market is trying to build maybe a dry weather story for that central corn belt, the way it looks, huh?
Yeah. You know, the five-day forecast is showing some pretty dry conditions. NOAA came out here the other week and stated chances for El Nino will be heightened, which means actually decent weather for the Midwest this summer. So again, it's pull and tug. I think that all the bad news was in from the corn cancellations from China last week, and the market is at least trying to find a footing here.
Sure. How did the livestock market react then?
You know, they had a cattle on feed report last Friday that was overall pretty neutral, a little bit supportive to cattle, but cash trade is a couple bucks, or was steady to a couple bucks higher for the week last week, and right now trade is just waiting to see how cash trade develops this week. Hogs, unfortunately, new contract lows. It's interesting, though, if you look at the if you look at some of the spread prices, August, October, you know, you've got cattle trading $82 to $96 higher than hogs. So at some point, the consumer is going to make the switch to hogs, and you'll see that hog market recover somewhat.
Sure. Okay. Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
Well, pasture and range conditions improve for the week, which also is giving ranchers a little bit of better news.
Tom Lilja at Progressive Ag Marketing.